Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully, it's all good. I am not able to use my laptop this morning, so it's purely by phone. Anyway, let me go ahead and start. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and welcome to A Sadhu Shares. I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, and amongst other things, you can find out more about me on my website, elizabethsadhu.com, or connect with me on Facebook, Elizabeth Sadhu. All right, let me go ahead and do the tuning in chant.
Om Namo Gurudev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. We all have this. We all have this ability to be connected to the divine energy. It's in you. It's in all of us. So anyway, I am delighted to be here today. Lots going on in the world. Just spent a lovely weekend in Seattle at Folklife Festival, which we go pretty much every, I guess we've gone pretty much every year, almost every year, all every year but one since 1992. Super fun, just dancing, so joy-filled. It seems like every year it gets better for me, and I know so much of that is connected to allowing myself to be in joy, and also connected to loving myself and just accepting myself for who I am, and just enjoying being me. And so I noticed that I'm having more people wanting to dance with me, which is really fun. I think I've had times when people didn't quite know what to do with my energy because I tend to be kind of wacky and silly and squealing a lot and stuff. And so anyway, I had some very fun dance partners and enjoyed interacting with everybody. We do contra dancing mainly, and it's so wonderful because I feel like it's like connecting with the whole room, because you dance down a long line of people, and at Folklife it's like three times as long as any other line that you usually do at a regular weekly dance. So it's super fun. There's people from all over there. I mean, Alaska, California, I mean, all over. Oregon, Washington. So anyway, very, very joy-filled, very, very fun. Had a fabulous time. Anyway, other stuff going on. It's interesting having some, it's weird. I'm used to being able to look at my laptop, and on Blog Talk Radio, you can see what they call the studio, and you can see if anyone's called in. I've never done it without the laptop. I assume since I called in the number and entered the code, the access code as the host, that it's all good. So hopefully you're all hearing me fine. Anyway, I just don't feel too worried about it. You know, it's kind of like just going with the flow, or flowing with the go, is my guides like to say. They're telling me that it's all good. They're shaking their pom-poms, sprinkling love dust on all of us, love sparkles on all of us. So thank you very much. Much love to you all, too. We so appreciate your love and joy in sharing with us. It's a kind of a working, today's been a day of working within the 3D world, and kind of just, feels maybe, I don't know, a little more difficult or something. I'll have to ponder this one a little bit. We've been working on our health insurance stuff, and it's comes through the state, and it's been so challenging. Every time I talk to somebody new, I get a different story, and it's been very, very challenging. Sometimes, I mean, one time I was on hold for over an hour. So just kind of dealing with some of that. We have, my husband and I have an agreement that I'm the one who does that. I have a little more patience than him around it, although I did cry this morning. I ended up with a woman who just had no, basically no empathy, kind of had just one story. And that she was sticking to it, didn't want to hear anything that I had to say. So I let myself get a little bit affected by that. And but, you know, that's just what you do. So then I went out and took a break, and my dear husband fixed me a nice cup of coffee. And anyway, so I'll try again a little later. We've been dealing with installing a new printer, and that's always technological stuff. It's always interesting, but we're doing it together, and that's why I don't have the laptop right now. But it's all good, you know? I mean, it's all learning. It's all beautiful. It was kind of neat. A friend on Facebook posted something around she was working with a client, and the client was really, you know, bothered by the idea that she was in having some debt. And my friend said to her, well, when you got into the debt, were you happy about it? You know, was it a good cause, in essence, in your mind? And the woman said, yes. And so it helped just by that one little piece. It helped turn around her whole feeling about being in the debt. And I was thinking about that with a couple women I've been working with around, you know, going through divorce and ex-husbands and stuff, and having the exes be hostile and just, you know, and I've been there. I've been through that, and it was tough, you know. But what had come to me was to put a love blanket, and I talked about this in another show, put a love blanket on your ex, on your former spouse. And, you know, then kind of get into the feeling of it, you know. Don't suppress your feelings. If you're feeling anger, allow it and honor it and bless it. And what I found is that when you honor your feelings and honor that, that it actually seems to dissipate quicker rather than trying to suppress. It's like, oh, hello, anger. I see you. I honor you. And then it kind of seems to poof out. So as you're interacting with your spouse, especially when you have children, you often have to have more interaction. Think about, you know, so you're feeling the anger. How does that feel in your body? Do you feel tenseness? Do you have a stomach ache? I tend to get a stomach ache. You know, what is it? Think about putting a love blanket on your ex-spouse. How does that feel? How does that feel in your body? You know, so really, you know, sit with some of this stuff. One of the other things you can do is I like to take a imaginary big, huge pair of scissors and cut the cords. Let it go. You know, let that old relationship go. Let that old feeling go, whatever it is. I found myself yesterday pondering my job that I was fired from, and it's been 7 years ago. And so, you know, there's still in my brain wants to go down this path of, oh, I should have said this, I should have said that, blah, 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 when actually I know the universe totally released me beautifully from a place that just did not serve me anymore. And in fact, you know, they didn't get me. They totally didn't appreciate me. I was a human resource person, and there was a part of me that I realized yesterday, like, I'm a pretty, I would say, human resource person. I'm for the humans. And so I always have had a harder time when it's, company or the organization or whatever is not wanting to treat humans well. And so I tend to get really upset or getting a little pugnacious, you might say, with any kind of injustice. And I must have shared that with my kids because I noticed they're like that too. But I love that about them. And so, but what's happened is that in a human resource role, I mean, you're hired by the company and you kind of need to do what the company wants you to do. Sadly, it's not always for the people. And so I think that's where I've gotten my most trouble in my jobs, because I've been laid off like 4 times. And then the last time I was fired, but I'm total blessed release, and I chose to not do HR anymore, which really feels very good. I would only consider doing any kind of recruitment to maybe help companies hire people who are older, see the beauty and the blessing in hiring people who have a lot of background and experience. They don't feel an urgent need to get promoted up this ladder. They can mentor younger employees. It would take less time for them to be trained, blah, 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 blah. Probably they would even stay with you until they wanted to retire. They would probably be flexible with hours. Anyway, that's one of my passions, and who knows if that's ever going to come about in terms of work stuff that I do. I haven't seen any opportunities at this point. But I really am. I'm just like for the people. And so I guess one of the things I was thinking about, this man that I worked with at the place that I was fired from, who was such a wonderful leader, such a dear man, super, super inspired by him. He was one of those kind of leaders that you would like, basically, if you said, okay, we're all jumping off the cliff tomorrow, and you would totally go with him because he is so inspiring and so honorable. And so he and I just had like minds around the people. Well, you know, then what happened was they removed him from being in a position of management in that way. They moved him to what could have been considered a promotion. But he did not have any people reporting to him, and he was brilliant at that. I mean, he was so brilliant at that. Which could have been a really good indicator to me that, oh, that's interesting. Okay, and that's what they see as a good move. And then, of course, at that time, then they started telling me that I was not doing the job, or I was missing things, and blah blah blah. I got a bad performance review, and basically they changed what they wanted, and so we had a parting of the ways. You know, they asked me to get on board with what they wanted, and I said, well, you know, that's different than when you hired me. And so we agreed that I would stay till they found somebody new, and then a bunch of miscommunication happened, and they just let me go, which actually was fine. Totally, totally fine. It came at a time when the economy was really tough, and so I ended up, total blessing, getting 2 years of unemployment insurance while I was, you know, looking for other work and trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. So that is the point, I guess, there with all my ramblings and goings on, is that, you know, and even in the midst of painfulness, there are blessings there. So I just got the notice that I have 90 seconds left. So seeing, you know, making the lemonade or seeing the silver lining or whatever it is you want to say, and of course we've heard that, you know, all our lives for a million years. It's kind of hard sometimes when you're in the middle of it. So again, I encourage all of us to feel those feelings, you know, feel the first. Yesterday I found, as I was riding my bike, I was thinking about this, and I thought, okay, I need to cut cords still from that old position. Although I did, I decided that maybe at some point I would call up my old boss and take him out for lunch because he was so awesome. I believe he's still there. And we are about done, and I want to thank you all for joining me, and so appreciate connecting here with you all, and many, many blessings to you. Much love.